This episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. You know that one friend who always finds the best travel deals, picks the right cards, and somehow ends up in first class for the price of coach? Smart Travel is like that friend, but in podcast form. They cover all things travel finance, like how to book busy season trips without the busy season sticker shock, and which flight deals are actually deals and which are clickbait. Travel smarter and spend less with help from NerdWallet. Follow Smart Travel wherever you get your podcasts.
This is a Voyascape podcast. You can find all of our travel podcasts from around the world at voyascape.com.
Today on Go Nomad, we're heading to Central Asia, to a city that travelers often overlook, but one that deserves a closer look. We're talking about Bishkek, the capital of Kyrgyzstan, nestled under the mighty Tian Shan Mountains. Joining us on this journey is Go Nomad senior writer Chin Liang, along with Talgat from Datka Travel, who knows Bishkek inside and out. Together, they'll show us why Bishkek is more than just a stopover. It's a destination in its own right. When you arrive in Bishkek, the first thing you'll notice isn't the traffic or the skyscrapers, it's the trees. Bishkek is a city of boulevards lined with greenery, with parks scattered across its grid-like streets. This design dates back to the Soviet era when the city was reimagined as a model socialist city. The planners believed green spaces were essential for public well-being, and today those leafy boulevards remain one of Bishkek's defining features. Take a stroll downtown and you'll find yourself at Panfilov Park. Named after Soviet military hero Ivan Panfilov, the park is a fascinating blend of history and recreation. On one end, solemn memorials honor soldiers of the Great Patriotic War. On the other hand, laughter spills from retro amusement park rides, Ferris wheels, carousels, and cotton candy stands. Past and the present coexist, and where locals gather to relax. If you're lucky enough to visit Bishkek in mid-March, you'll witness Ala 2 Square transform into a festival ground for the Nowruz. Nowruz is the Persian New Year. This celebration marks the arrival of spring and the square bursts into color with flower beds symbolizing rebirth after the long winter. Locals dress in vibrant Kyrgyz costumes and visitors line up to take photos with them. And of course, there's food, especially sumalak, a gooey wheat-based treat made just for Nowruz. It's malty, rich, and it's deeply tied to tradition. Chin recalls being swept up in the atmosphere, joining the locals in a Russian Cossack dance. Imagine kids, grandparents, even elders with canes all knocking their legs in rhythm. That's Bishkek, welcoming, joyful, and infectious in its energy. Talgat from Datka Travel loves to point out Bishkek's hidden gems. One of his favorites is the Wedding Palace, built during the Soviet era for secular wedding ceremonies. It's not a typical tourist stop, but architecturally it's stunning, futuristic, elegant, and full of memories. For many Kyrgyz families, this building was woven into their personal histories. And then there's the bazaars. Most visitors head straight to Ash Bazaar, but Talgat reminds us about Dordor Bazaar. It's massive, one of the largest in Central Asia, with more than 60,000 shops and stalls. You can find everything from spices to textiles to electronics and household goods. It's chaotic, colorful, and a true window into everyday life in Bishkek. Of course, the city isn't just about urban life. Within a two-hour drive, you'll find breathtaking natural wonders. Kergeti Gorge is a deep valley carved into the Tian Shan Mountains, surrounded by pine forest and mountain streams for photographers. It's a dream, dramatic landscapes framed by alpine plants. From there, you can hike to Koltor Lake, a turquoise alpine lake sitting about 2,700 meters above sea level. The hike takes about 4 hours, but if you'd rather ride, you can rent a horse, the Kyrgyz way. Closer to Bishkek is Chanchuruk Gorge, perfect for year-round adventures, skiing in winter, hiking and picnics in the summer. It's an easy day trip that shows off Kyrgyzstan's natural beauty without straying too far from the city. Now let's talk about food. Bishkek is a melting pot of Central Asian cuisine. You'll find plov, lafman, samsa, manti, the classics of the region. But as Talgat says, it's not really about the recipes. It's more about who's cooking and who you'll share the meal with. For him, the best lunch isn't in a restaurant, it's at home, with family eating whatever the mother has prepared. That's the essence of Kyrgyz food culture: hospitality, comfort, and the feeling of being at home. Still, if you're visiting, there are plenty of restaurants worth trying. Papuri offers cozy homestyle Kyrgyz dishes. 12 Kamen is famous for grilled meats, while Faiza is a beloved local classic. Wherever you go, you'll find warmth and generosity at the Bishtek table. Getting around the city is easy. Public buses and marshrutkas, those shared Soviet-era minibuses, crisscross the city. If you prefer ride-hailing, you can use Yandex, the local equivalent of Uber. It's cheap and reliable. Language can be a challenge if you don't speak Russian or Kyrgyz, but the locals are friendly and willing to help. And there's the backdrop, the Tian Shan Mountains. On clear days, Stalinist-era buildings stand against icy peaks like a watercolor painting come to life. It never gets old. Every morning you wake up to that view and think, yes, another beautiful day in Bishtek. Should you give Bishtek a day or two before heading into the countryside? Absolutely. Between its parks, festivals, hidden gems, and food culture, and the closeness to nature, Bishtek offers a rich slice of Kyrgyz life. As Chin Liang and Talgut remind us, travel isn't just about the big ticket sites. Sometimes it's about slowing down, walking through a park, sharing a meal, or dancing in a square. Bishtek is a city that invites you to do just that.
Quick question. Do you want travel tips from people who have actually been there?
Our show is co-hosted by Tim Johnson, an award-winning travel journalist who's been to more than 145 countries around the world. And I'm David Brody, the other co-host who's been travel podcasting for 20 years while traveling to 50-plus countries around the world.
In about 10 or 20 minutes per show, we break down a destination with the kind of insight you usually only get from long guidebooks or hours of research.
So if you want expert advice, zero fluff, and travel inspiration that you can actually use, search for Travel in 10 wherever you listen to podcasts, or you can also find us at voyescape.com.
Hi, I'm Pauline Frommer, host of the Frommer's Travel Podcast. We post new episodes weekly, detailing the kinds of money-saving tips and cultural insights that will make your trips richer without making you significantly poorer. We do so by interviewing real travel experts like TV host Samantha Brown, Frommer's authors from around the globe, and such public figures as Free Solo's Alex Honnold. It's a fun travel party. I hope you can join us.